How old is it?
Oh, I don't know. Who put those trees out?
Brother Baldwin, 15 years old.
Well, longer than that.
Yeah.
If he put them out, then 25 years.
Mm-hmm. The man said these trees would bear within 3 years.
Oh.
They're 6 footers.
What, the paper shack?
Yeah, Stewart's.
Mm-hmm. We used to have an old fellow down here on the store. We lived in town. Well, I'd ride out to work with him every morning. And I noticed he carried one of these old lanterns, these old-time lanterns with him. And a lot of pruning knives, and I asked him one day, a lot of rags and stuff. And he was grafting pecan on hickory-nut trees down here. And I forget how many, oh, it was 500 or 600 that old man grafted. And some of them, you know, got in that fire down and burned up, but he got lots of...
What kind of nut did he come
up
with?
Well, I never did see one of them, but he grafted on to the hickory nut, pecan to the hickory nut.
Yeah. Hickories, huh?
Yeah, that'd be a funny looking nut, wouldn't it?
I never did see one of them.
The shell of the hickory nut and the seed of the meat of the kernel of the pecan.
And he had a lot of paraffin, I remember. That's where he took his lantern.
Well, maybe it didn't work if you never saw any.
Well, I'll find out what he did or not. That's all I'll ask him.
Well, that grafting sounds fascinating to me.
I thought you was going to town anyway.
Well, it got kind of interesting, I'm pretty nice day.
You know, this is a screwy thing. You start
fascinating when you get started, isn't it?
And you get into it, and you think, well, what's the crazy nut going to ask next?
Yeah, I thought I'd better stay here and see.
How about potatoes? Were they raised at all around here?
Few.
What kinds?
Irish potatoes, sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm.
Sweet potatoes, the yellow ones?
Mm-hmm. I could have said a yam, couldn't I?
Yeah, it's like that Peter Cotter.
Yeah.
If you ask him that tomorrow, he may say a yam.
Or he may say a teeter totter.
Yeah.
It only takes the smallest suggestion and the whole pattern just unravels. Did you get anything special in the toe of your sock on Christmas when you were a boy?
Yeah, I used to get apples and oranges, nuts, candy. I thought he was going to say that I have issues, darn, I'm sorry.
You know, I don't let my wife do that anymore. When I get a hole, the sock is done.
It's true, isn't it?
I don't think anybody does, darn, I'm moving
on. Well, my mother used to sit up for hours.
Why, you get such a hump on your foot that hurts
you. Yeah, and shucks, you get a good solid darn in there and the sock wears out all around it. I used to darn my socks when I was a boy. My mother died early. I'd darn my socks and do such a beautiful job. Oh, I'd be proud of that. 2 days. There'd be that darn with no sock. Did you have a garden when you were a boy?
Yeah.
What did you grow?
Onions, turnips, tomatoes, English peas, beans.
Did you grow these beans that you'd clean out about, they'd be about that big around, yellowish? That is the bean itself.
Butter bean?
No, never did.
Were these called butter beans generally?
Big beans, flat ones. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you called them too?
You had some one time, butter beans on a fence.